Anyway, it's good to see everybody this morning. You know how I tell y'all sometimes that you have nothing? This is one of them days. Now, I've got all kinds of stuff going off on the inside of me. I do my own study, you know, because I don't just open my Bible when I'm going to do a message at church. But far as having a title and necessarily maybe scriptures or direction or whatever, we're just going to be led this morning. Whatever that God wants to do, right? That's what we want to hear. That's what we want Him to do. But we've been talking about the titles being the God that never changes. You know, I think we pretty much got that established, right? That He doesn't change. His ways, they never change. You know, nothing like that. He doesn't change His mind and evil become good and different things like that. But I feel kind of like I'm supposed to just talk this morning about some things. And, you know, I told y'all last week that I felt, now before a couple months ago, if Scotty turned on the news, I'm telling you, it just made me feel like I wanted to throw up. You know, I usually turn it on in the morning, you know, hear the weather and I turn it back off or something like that. But every time he would turn it on, I would just feel so irritated and like I do not want to hear that or nothing. Well, about 2 months ago, I told y'all, you know, I felt impressed by the Lord to go back and listen to a lot of the prophecies. And I downloaded a lot of them on my phone, you know, and saved them whenever I went back. And how many know sometimes interpretation of prophecy is knowing where you are? You know, you can hear a lot of stuff and be like, I don't know really what they're talking about that. But then when you begin to see it, you're like, then you understand the timeline. Right? Y'all get what I'm telling you? Let's go over to Ephesians 4, I think it is, right quick. Let's just, for time's sake, start reading in verse, four of chapter 4. He says, there is one body and one spirit, even as you are called, and one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended upon high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists. We have one with us this morning. He says, and some pastors and teachers. He says, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. These are still in operation today. They're still real apostles. They're still real evangelists. And Brother Day says amen. They're still real pastors and real teachers and real prophets. But I've noticed that it seems kind of like to me with a lot of people, not everybody, that like when it comes to the prophets and different things, you have them either on one side of the ditch or the other side of the ditch. You've got people, they won't marry anybody unless the prophet tells them, this is thus saith the Lord, this is the one you're supposed to marry, and you're supposed to wear a white shirt this morning, Johnny, and Sandy, you're supposed to wear a purple. How many knows that's wrong? That's not the job of the prophets, to tell us they eat cereal, you know, or pancakes for breakfast. That's not the job of the prophet. But then you can go over to the other extreme, to where you act like there are no prophets today, but there really are. They're still prophets, they're still pastors, they're still teachers, they're still evangelists. How long have you been evangelizing, Brother Day? 40 plus? 1980. This is 2023. How much is that? 43. Uh-huh. So they're still evangelists today, right? They're still prophets too. Now, Brother Day, have you ever preached outside of the United States? But you're basically just called to the United States most of the time, right? Well, see, just like you heard that. But then there's evangelists. Rarely do they preach in this country. They preach in other places, you know. That's part of their thing. Well, then you've got prophets that could be somebody raised up as a prophet in here. You know, you prophesy things and stuff like that in churches and this, that, and another. Then how many knows then you've got prophets to nations? Just like when you look in the Bible, the prophets like Ezekiel, you know, and Isaiah and Jeremiah and all that. I don't think poor Jeremiah ever got a good message, you know, as far as blessing, you know. But how many knows they're called to tell whatever the Lord says, whether it's good or whether it's bad. And we still have those today, but a lot of people, if you're not on the ditch on the side of, you know, you can't marry except the prophet says and live where the prophet says, all the way to over to where they don't listen to prophets at all. They act kind of like there is no such thing today as the prophets. But as long as we're here, they're supposed to be this fivefold ministry, because just like this, I didn't ask Monty to start doing Sunday school because I need a break. I've been doing this a long time. And I can do it, and it's good when he does. You know, I get to just sit and enjoy the service or whatever. But how many knows, just like we teach y'all here, don't listen to just us. Why? Monty may have a revelation, a deeper revelation in something that I've got, you know, or maybe he knows something that I don't. God uses all of us that will allow him to use us. And how many knows, we need the whole thing, because he says he gave the fivefold ministry for the perfecting or the equipping of the saints. Now, I told you last week that I felt impressed by the Lord to go back and listen to some of the prophecies that I had heard, you know, some years ago or whatever. And I downloaded some to my phone. And are y'all seeing what I post, Sandy? No? I didn't think so. I told Scotty this morning, you sent about seven Kim Clement? About seven of them? Okay. Because some are not, some are and some are not. But anyway, I posted a few of those yesterday, and one from David Wilkerson. Y'all know him? We used to get his newsletter back before he passed away, that the Lord showed him a vision in 1973, and he had told it, and I come across it on, they had played it on Daystar. So I posted it to Facebook or whatever. And if that was not talking about the day and time that we live in now, I don't know when he was talking about, because it was right on point. Then there's other things that's being talked about through the prophets and things that they're right on point. Now, the ones that I was listening to, they was prophesied back 2009, 2012, 14, and 15. So there's no way without the Spirit of God they could have foretold some of these things that we're living in and some future things that is to come. Now, I'm trying to think of where I want to go with this. I told y'all last week, well, do y'all remember the scripture that we went over? I think it was either last week or week, maybe been the week of before. But we kept going over scriptures that talked about how we're called to love truth, that we don't just need to know truth, how we need to love it. You know, because the Bible talks about in the last days that if it were possible, even the very elect would be deceived. How many realize, and I know some of you don't watch news at all, you know, and then some of you watch a little bit or certain things or whatever. How many realizes that, and it's been this way for quite a few years now, but it is like blatant now. You cannot just watch every news channel, because they are lying through their teeth. And if they're not lying what they're telling, they put a spin on it to where you get a suggestion. Y'all understand what I'm talking about? Do y'all know why during the Super Bowl or whatever they have all these beer commercials and different things? It's called the power of suggestion. You're sitting there, you're watching the ball game, you know, and not just beer, but I mean they do other things. I mean that's like that, what is that insurance company that's Mayhem? Y'all know which one I'm talking about? Well, anyway, a lot of times Mayhem will be on there about this certain insurance company. Well, the reason why they do that is because they spend billions of dollars to advertise during that time, because they know there is lots of people watching that, and they are expecting the power of suggestion to make you want to run out and buy their kind of beer or whatever it may be that they're selling, that kind of insurance. You know, it doesn't just have to be beer. Whatever it is, the reason why they do that is because it's all about the money. Because they know that if they can get you to look at that, you know, and the little water dripping off of it because it's so cold. Y'all act like you don't know what I'm talking about. I'm not just talking about a beer commercial. That's just an example, you know. And then you got Mayhem over there. You know, he's got a black eye and his head's cut. And I mean, that guy's just a mess. So you need their insurance because Mayhem is coming. How many knows we're not supposed to yield to that? We're not supposed to be influenced by things like that. But that is exactly what has been going on in the news for years. I believe used to, you could watch it and it'd be pretty much, you know, the facts of what the situation was. It's not that way now. There's certain news channels that I watch, certain things, Victory News, different ones, you know, Newsmax a little bit sometimes, different ones, and then I have a certain ones on my phone that I will listen to or whatever. Because we really have to love the truth. Because the day and time that we live in, we have to be and be growing into such godly discernment by the things that we see. They can make you see things now that are not there. They can make clips of different things that it looks like so-and-so is sitting there and they're the ones talking, but it's not them at all. Then they have others, you know, I think it's been even been, some people's been skimmed by it that they call on the phone or whatever and it's your mother's voice, you know, or it's your kid's voice and I need you to send money or whatever the case may be. Have y'all heard and seen some of that stuff? And it's not their voice. It's not them. But it's so close to them that if you're not careful and spiritually discerning on the inside, you just take off with that. I have never seen it this way. I never understood how that things could become so corrupt or so not true that if it were possible, even God's people could become deceived. Now, we've talked about the doctrines of demons and different things like that. We talked about lasciviousness, you know, and about how the grace of God, the Bible says, teaches us to deny all ungodliness and lawlessness and stuff like that. You got whole teachings now that is, you know, I mean, Jesus is my friend, you know, and God is my Father, you know, and I'm under grace, and it doesn't matter what I do, where I go, what I say. That, how many knows that teaching's not right? Because that kind of teaching right there teaches you to cast off restraint, to just let your flesh have whatever that it desires. And we all know that's not biblical. Not that God necessarily wants to restrain us, but how many knows He tells us things not to do certain things because that if we do them, there's going to be judgment come to us. There's going to be bondage come to us. We're going to create all kinds of problems that God never wanted in our lives. It's for our benefit. Why, God? Just like when you tell your kids, listen, don't go play out there in the road. Not because necessarily you're scared of a car coming, but you know if one does and they don't see it, the consequences of what could happen. Not because we don't want our kids having fun, right? But it's for their safety, for their protection. But anyway, I've been listening to some of this stuff, you know. Like I said, I don't listen to all of it, and I try to be discerning. I mean, because you have got all kinds of things coming at us at this day and time. I told you last week about how that a lot of the news right now, you know, Russia invaded Ukraine and all that that's been going on and everything, you know, and a lot of the news channels now, they're trying to portray Putin like he's this mad dog, he's doing everything he's doing, no reason, you know, no rhyme or reason to why he's doing it. But I found out that in 91, we made an agreement with Russia. That he was saying, you know, the president then was saying everything, don't come any closer to our borders. Now, I told y'all about NATO and all that, you know, that's where they all end together. Well, how many knows Ukraine does not want to be in NATO? President Zelensky said, we would like to remain neutral. Well, whenever you get in there or whatever, to my understanding of it, you know, you can put your troops or some kind of base or something in their land or whatever to where it makes it closer to your enemies. Well, he told them, stop doing that. And in 91, we agreed. But then right after that, here we go again. The only reason why that is happening is because of us. Not us in this room, but because the United States does not want to allow them to remain neutral. See, and this was another thing that was in the prophecies, I mean, and you can see it too, how that our own government, I'm talking about Republicans, I'm talking about Democrats, I'm talking not all of them, but I would say probably a vast majority of them have become so corrupt. We read the scriptures, what was it, last week or the week before, over there in what, 1 Timothy 6, how that it talks about the love of money is the root of all evil. Now see, my mind has had a hard time of some of this stuff that's coming out and that we're finding out that's been going on and everything, that people up there that is supposed to be for us and working for us and for this country, they don't want this country the way that it was. And in one of the prophecies, and if you hadn't noticed it, some of it is already coming out if you listen to the right people. One of the prophecies talked about how that because our government had become so corrupt, both God was dissatisfied with both parties. You know, things that are going on that we don't even know about, and NATO and all this stuff. That he was going to, he said, in the fall, which how many knows we're in the fall? He said, they're going to fall. Now, I don't know what you've seen, what you've heard, or anything like that, but there are things that are coming out now that is so corrupt. Not only in how that our government is corrupted with other governments, and they got this thing going on, and their bribes, and their money, and all this other stuff, and the sex trafficking. See, a lot of people on the news and things, they want to talk about how that we need to give certain people, what is that word, reparations, is that how you say it? You know, for what our ancestors did to their ancestors and all that. But how many knows you got modern day slavery going on right now today that some people they don't seem to care nothing about? Now, I'm not trying to get in politics or anything, but I mean, this is what is going on in our world today. And I think a lot of times that Christians, for some reason, we get saved. We used to be fighters in the world. I don't know about y'all, but I was. You know, I didn't start things or anything. But if you mess with me, you know, we can do it or whatever. Well, then how many knows you get born again? Now you don't fight with your fists. But God never told you to stop fighting. But we have a lot of Christians today that all they want to do is, if they even go to church anymore, is sit in the church and have the pastor or teacher or whoever preach prosperity to them about how they're going to get their money and their big houses and their cars. And there's nothing wrong with prosperity. The Bible says God takes pleasure in the prosperity of his saints. Not just money, but every area of our lives. You know, physical health and mental health and all of that kind of stuff. But a lot of them, that's all they want to hear about. They don't want to hear about other things. They don't want to hear. See, we are absolutely in a fight for the United States of America. The elections, the different things that are going on. But this is one of the things that God said. He said, because they have become so corrupt. Now, I don't care what you think about Trump. Like him, don't like him. I really don't care for the guy's personality. But I do believe, because of things that I have seen and heard, and also some of the prophecies that I've heard and everything, that he is the one that God has chosen. Disagree, agree, I don't care. Anyway, I don't care for his personality and different things or things like that, but I believe he's the one. And y'all remember that I told y'all how that God said that he would be president for 2 terms. Well, my thinking was just, he's president, he'll be president another term. And when that didn't happen, I did not question God and I did not question the prophecy. I questioned me. Somebody knows God never misses it. Ever, you know, and there's still prophets today around that are, I mean, just like the one that I'm talking about. I told you the FBI, because he prophesied in 96 about 9/11, the FBI began to investigate him. Now, when you're that accurate over and over and over, I stand up and I pay attention. But anyway, he said he would be president for 2 terms. Then when that didn't happen, I began to question, you know, did I read something into this? But then I went back and I listened to it, and God said, I will fool the people. Yes, I will. And I'm like, oh. I missed that little part there, Sandy. I guess I got so excited about 2 terms. I don't know. Anyway, but when I went back and I began to listen to some of this stuff, and it's like I could begin to see this is happening. That's what he meant by this. That's what he meant by that. And things like that. Well, what God done, I'm telling you, God is... Y'all have seen chess players. They talk about chess players, 5D. I think that's something like where you can alter time or something in chess. I mean, I don't know. I don't understand chess. God is the greatest player you have ever saw. Oh, and I'm like, oh, God, you are something else. What has happened is God used that time. Y'all remember when he came and he said, we're going to drain the swamp. We didn't see the swamp drain, did we? And what God done is God set a trap, just like this. The Bible says that if Satan had known what he was doing, he would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Who do you think set that up and illustrated that and knew exactly what he would do? God. The enemy always plays right into God's hand because he always overestimates himself because he's so prideful. He thinks he's something else. But anyway, what happened is when he didn't, now all this time they've been gathering evidence. It's not just the government as far as officials. It is the FBI. In case y'all haven't noticed, the FBI is being used against the people that does not agree with what they are calling the left. I mean, I don't call them left or anything. Those that don't agree with the things that we agree with, in other words. It's not just the FBI. It is the CIA. It's the DOJ. It is all of them. I'm not saying every person individually is corrupt, but all these things are beginning to come out. And God said that it's going to be the biggest scandal the United States has ever saw. And he said he's going to begin to shake. And I don't know if y'all have noticed it, but the shaking has already started. But God said the shaking is good. Why? Because when you shake a tree, what happens? The bad apples fall out first, usually. But those that are good, they're strong enough to hang on there. Well, how many knows we need all this stuff brought out? If it's corruption, if it's unrighteousness, if it's unjust, different things, no matter who or where it is, it needs to come out. Well, all of this stuff is going to come out. And then all these other things that you're seeing, just like, I don't know if y'all know or not, but it was night before last, around 10 o'clock our time, I believe it was, that, I can't even think now, Hamas began to bomb Israel. You know? Well, guess what happened? Y'all remember back not too long ago, maybe a few months, that we traded Iran 5 hostages, 4 or 5 hostages, and $6 billion. Are you kidding me? That's crazy. Do you know Iran funds Hamas and Hezbollah and all of those over there? So these things are just, it's the way that it is right now. But how many knows, God knows exactly what's going to happen. And God has always, he has a covenant with Israel, and he will not allow them to be destroyed. I mean, there was one time I watched that their enemies was coming against them, and it was like just out of nowhere, this great sandstorm to where the enemies, they couldn't even see them. God has always done this. God has always protected his people. So why am I telling you this? Not so you can be scared. Jesus said, listen, as long as we live here on this earth, we're going to have tribulation. He says, but be of good cheer. You know, and a lot of times we think, you know, well, that's just somebody talking bad about me or this. No, it's a lot of things. When you go and you read Matthew 24 and you read some of the other scriptures that we've been reading for the last 2 weeks, like in Thessalonians and Timothy and, excuse me, and talking about how the times are going to be and how the people's going to be. We are there, people. And for a while, it's only going to get worse. See, the shaking is not going to feel good. I don't know what y'all think about it, what the Lord's been telling y'all or anything. How many of this COVID thing was just a test run. And they have already given a date that it would be back in full blast at a certain date. And I'm like, are you serious? How can you do that unless you're the one instigating it? How can you give a certain date that, I mean, the world is just going to be flooded with that stuff, unless you're the ones doing it? Now, see, my mind don't like to think this stuff, and there'll be certain people, you're like conspiracy theorists and, you know, and all this. No, I'm not. Go and check out the people that are really telling things that are happening. Read your Bible. Listen to the Spirit of God. Listen to the prophets and the things that's been prophesied. Because let me tell you, it's going to get worse before it gets better. How much worse? I don't know. But I figure it's going to be a pretty good bit. And that's not for people to get scared. I imagine probably supply chains are going to be disrupted just like they was last time. Then you've got war in Ukraine. You've got war going on in Israel. It's going to be in other places. I imagine supply chains and different things. You know, maybe you ain't going to get your same kind of soap. So maybe you better get you some ahead of time or believe God, help me change to a different brand, God. Well, I'm saying all that. You'd be surprised at how many people gets upset that they can't change soap and they're Christians. I'm serious. Just pitch a fit. I tell you right now, I don't like that dishwashing liquid. Well, at least you got some. But anyway, I imagine all that stuff may possibly happen like it did last time. And then, like I said, you've got the wars going on and different things like that. And it is not for us to get in fear. when you go back and you read the Bible and you read in the book of Acts and other places, every time great persecution came to them, every time that darkness came to them, every time that the government told them, don't preach in this name, don't minister in this name, you know, and they was like pushed down, faith grew. It became established. It became deeper. It became rooted. They trusted God. You know, just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, why did they get thrown in the furnace? Y'all remember? Because they made an image, and they said, we will not bow down, King. How many knows one day there will be an image according to Revelation? There will be an image. Now, I have my own personal beliefs on that. I had a thought last night that I won't tell y'all because I can't prove it, you know, as far as Scripture or whatever, but I believe that would be so. But anyway, off of that. So what happens to us in hard times? We talked about last week how, y'all remember we read the scriptures, the parable about the 10 wise virgins and the 10 foolish virgins, and how you've got people that are today, they can't even seem to make it out of the bed to get to the house of the Lord. They can't seem to cut off the TV to read their Bible or Marketplace or Facebook. Y'all not saying nothing. That we have, that they, Christians, they have been born again, but they have let their relationship get cold concerning the Lord and the things of the Lord. And how many knows that if they don't do something about that, they're more than likely not going to make it? You know, because we talked about the five wise. Why was they wise? The Bible says because they prepared. They prepared beforehand. They took more than enough oil. Then you've got these over here. They wasn't doing enough to begin with. Do you realize that's the way some of us are today? And I know the Bible talks about the great falling away. But even in that, God said He's going to have a massive revival. And it's going to be a lot of you guys. A lot of the young people. Not that we won't be in it too. You know, the older. We're just older. But and they would not look like a lot of times we think they should. I mean, it's just like this, you know. If you've been born again 40 years and you have been walking with the Lord, you know, and changing and growing and developing, how many knows you're not going to be on the same level as somebody that just got saved 3 weeks ago? Why? Because there's a growing to all of this. There's a coming to knowledge and revelation and different things like that. You know, but does that mean that God can't use them? No, absolutely not. The Bible says that God even hardened the heart of Pharaoh. Do you realize Pharaoh fell right into God's plan? Absolutely. The reason He took them to that Red Sea, it wasn't just for no... Listen, this is God's movie, people. Y'all remember me talking about a movie? My movie and, you know, all this stuff and everything. This is God's movie, so to speak. God has written the scripts. God knows exactly how things are going to go, and they're going to go exactly to the end the way that He has set it out. And everybody goes right into God's plan. So it's not for us to be scared or fearful. Over and over, the Bible tells us, don't fear, you know. But we have to trust Him. And sometimes things don't look favorable. Y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Just like this, for an example. Y'all have all heard the story. I'm not going to go through the whole detail. But y'all heard the story how that Scotty, years and years ago, backed into our nephew's lawnmower. Y'all remember that story? And crunched the hood a little bit, you know. And he was actually helping the nephew with his own trees and stuff like that, you know. But he told him, he said, I'll see what it costs, you know, and I'll fix it and everything. Well, so the story goes, Scotty comes home and he tells me, we don't have no money to fix no hood for no lawnmower. None. I mean, we're barely making it from paycheck to paycheck, and sometimes we're not. There's not enough. But how many knows? God says, swear to your own hurt and change not. Do the right thing. And to fix what you broke is the right thing. So he tells me about it. You know, I told him, I said, we're just going to have to believe God. Because we got to fix it. You broke it. We got to fix it. So we got to believe God. Well, he goes home and he tells his wife the situation, what happened. But he tells her, he won't never fix it. You just watch what I'm telling you. He won't never fix it. Now, we didn't know that he had said that till later. So lo and behold, you know, Scotty gets online and he finds a hood for that lawnmower and everything, you know. And we ordered, I think it was like $75 or something, you know. God brought the money in. apart from everything else, and he ordered it and we fixed it and everything. Then we find out about what he had told his wife. What is my point to all that? If you trust God, he makes a way. Now, it did not look like we could afford that. This situation looked unfavorable to us, that it's going to cost us. We don't have it. What are we going to do? Borrow it. You know what I'm saying? Every situation doesn't look favorable or good, but there's situation and time that God has a blessing on the other side of that door. Just like things that we go through, just like he said about the shaking that's going on, how that all these are, they're going to fall. All this corruption and different things is going to come out and all that, and it's good. Is it going to feel good? No. Is it going to look good? No. But it's going to be good in the end. There's times that we go through things, I mean, that's just like, I'm reminded when Scotty got the prophecy from Rory Ralph, and he said he had never seen it this way, and we did not have a clue what he was even talking about at the time. First time we had ever met him, he comes to Faith Restoration, and we're sitting there on the front pew, and he calls Scotty out, and he begins to tell him. He said, "Brother," he said, "I see you," he said, "and you are a stake." He said, "and that stake is being beat down and beat down and beat down." Now, that we could understand, because at that time, Scotty is going through it at work, and every time he turns around, there is something or somebody coming against him. I mean, he's being persecuted, all kinds of things. Y'all know, y'all have heard the story. And it's being beat down, and it's being beat down, and there's a lifeline that comes from you, and it holds up the church. Now, my mind is thinking, good Lord, you got to have missed that. Jesus holds up the church, and, you know, just my thinking and everything. Well, here we are. See, we had no clue. But my point to all that was this. He was the stake, and he had to be beat down and beat down and beat down. Why? Because of the crushing the Bible talks about will bring out a fragrance, an aroma, a sweet-smelling aroma to God. There's things that we go through that people don't do us right. And it seems like God just allows it, you know, and seems like there's nothing we can do about it. But how many knows all of that is only for a season and a time? And if we react to the things that we go through and the things that are coming on the earth and different things like that, and we turn toward God and we obey God and we do what we know is the right thing to do, there's always a blessing and a reward on the other side. Even though it may be like you got hell in the hallway, so to speak. But the blessing is on the other side of that. And that's kind of like the way that this is going to be, but it's on a large scale, you know, of a lot of stuff. Now, I don't know if y'all have heard it, Mel Gibson. Y'all remember him, right? An actor. Have y'all seen the stuff that's going on at Hollywood? No, not really. Some. Anyway, you can tell if you watch Disney movies and different things like that, they are loaded with so much witchcraft. Y'all not saying nothing. See, a lot of people, they just put their kids in front of a Game Boy, or not a Game Boy, but anyway, where you can watch videos and stuff like that, or they just put them in front of a TV to entertain them while they do their thing, and they have no clue what these kids are watching. And the devil knows exactly what he's doing, and the people that work for him in Hollywood. But these things are so loaded with witchcraft. I mean, and I seen one the other day that I didn't see anything wrong with me, and then all of a sudden, here comes this girl that is married to this other girl. This is a little kid's cartoon. Why do you think he does that? Just like this, they've done it for years. We have sent Christian kids off to college, and they come back. They don't even believe in God anymore. Why? Because we've had a lot of professors over there that will point them out during class and debate with them about how there is no God. And parents either didn't know it or too lazy to do something about it. But I believe that God is raising up an army that we will fast and we will pray and we will seek God. And we won't just seek God about our little penny-ante bills and our little problems that we've got, but we will allow God, praying in tongues too, allow God to, that we will pray, God, whatever your will is, whatever you want me to pray, here I am. Ain't that what Isaiah said? Here I am, Lord, use me. Whatever you want, here I am. That there'll be people that they're willing to stand up and say, this is wrong. We're not going to take this. Thank you for the two amens. And the rest of y'all, I don't know if you're asleep or what. But do you know the Bible talks about how that the body of Christ, he says, wake up, thou sluggard. Wake up that sleeps. There's a lot of Christians that they are asleep today. They don't know what's going on in the spirit. They don't know what's going on in the natural. The Bible talks about being drunk on the world. How many knows that maybe not even necessarily sin, but you can get too caught up. I mean, nowadays, a lot of people, they have kids. This kid, this daughter here, she's a cheerleader, so we got to go to that. And this one plays, he's a soccer ball player, so we got to go to that. Then this one is in, and you got five kids. And then this one is in wrestling, and then they got to go to school, and both parents are working. And good Lord, we ain't got time to go to church on Sunday, because that is our only off day. And it's like they just have this stuff all the time, all the time. Don't have time to cook no supper where everybody sits down at a meal and they talk about their day anymore. To where you can get so full of this other stuff. And I'm not telling you don't listen to certain news things or don't have your kids in ball. I mean, Travis, he played ball one year. I mean, he didn't have any brothers and sisters, and he was a scrawny little kid. He was usually the smallest kid in his class. And I thought, I have got to do something with this boy. So I put him in football. Toughen him up a little bit. You know, he ain't got no brothers and sisters to fight with and all that kind of stuff. So we just put him in football. So I dosed him up with Tylenol and I said, go get him, Tiger. This one guy makes me think, this one guy, and I'm kidding. He is almost the size of Zach. Travis is 12 years old and this kid's 12 years old. He's almost as big as Zach. What was his name? Will Johns? And they put Travis in front of him. This is like at practice, you know, so they're down and everything. All Will does is stands up and Travis goes, and knocks him backwards because he's so little, you know, and scrawny. And it makes me think of some Christians today that we have become some, not all, but the Bible talks about God always has a remnant. God has always had and he always will. A remnant of people, and I mean that remnant could be hundreds of thousands. I have no idea. You know, and I heard a prophecy the other day about, the Bible talks about in, what is it, Hebrews 12, I think it is, the great cloud of witnesses, you know. How many knows David is up there and he's looking over the balcony of heaven? Jeremiah's up there looking over the balcony of heaven. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are up there looking over the balcony of heaven. And can you just imagine what they think and they say about us? Is there any Davids? See, a lot of people think that Goliath was David's enemy. No, he wasn't. Not a problem. One word of prophecy that he spoke to, this day I'm going to take your head off. Ain't that what he told him? And then the Bible says he ran at him and it took one smooth stone right there. Bam. You know who his real enemy was? Saul. Saul chased him day and night for years. Saul was his real enemy. So we have some of those today. And the Bible talks about in the book of Revelation, it talks about how that this is where it comes in, the patience of the saints. Why do y'all think we just went through, what was it, 9 months of that parable of the sower sows the word and talking about not getting offended, keeping your heart right, you know, keeping the seed in and watering the seed and all this stuff. And then he talked about having patience. Because see, it's kind of like this, just natural scenario. We got Christians today that if the line is too long, I'm pitching a fit. I know none of y'all goes to Walmart. Y'all all go to Lucky's, don't you? Snap it up. I mean, I'm serious. You got people today that they trying to believe God for their bills and it looks like it ain't coming. We're supposed to walk and live by faith and trust in Him, right? That He will do what He said He would do. And they get tired of that and they run to the bank. Or they run to mom and them. Or they run to their boss. Why? Because they got to get out from under this pressure. This pressure. This pressure, I got to stop it. Y'all have heard the story, you know. Me and Scotty, there's times that we have loud discussions sometimes. Not fighting, but a little bit loud discussions, you know, or disagreements or whatever that you want. You know what I hear when I get upset with him like that? I'm too old for your crap. That's what I hear. You know what he used to tell me when I was younger? I don't have to put up with this crap. All he done was switched it to I don't have to put up with it to now I'm too old for this. What is he wanting me to do? Just cut it off. Be done with it. Get out from under the pressure. Y'all not hearing nothing I'm saying. Why do you think that it is that the Bible says that we have the patience of God on the inside of us? It's a fruit of the Spirit, right? Why do you think it is God wants us to exercise it and exercise it and exercise it? Because if you really think you can't wait for God to pay your bills now, or you really can't wait till the checker gets done up here in line, or that you're really going to outweigh what the devil's doing and the things that's coming on the earth? Why? Things are coming. So we're supposed to be growing and developing in all of this stuff in the love of God. Why? There's some real hateful people out here. There's some real just only think about their self people out here. And what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to walk in the love of God. When they don't care nothing about you, when they're persecuting you, when they're calling you out your name and all this other kind of stuff. Because see, we're supposed to be a city that is set on a hill. We're supposed to be a light, not hidden under a bushel. Why? Because the darker the times get, the brighter we're supposed to shine. Listen, in all the things that's coming, I told you I don't think we'll be here too much longer, and I'm not going to go into all of that. The Apostle Paul thought the same thing. But how many knows there will be one day? That's it. It's going to be one day that is it. And all these things is just leading up to that one day to where we're out of here. Oh, I just got just a few minutes. We need to be praying, people, not only for our presidency. The Bible talks about how we're supposed to be praying for all of those that are in authority. You know, whether it's the policeman or the president or Congress, whatever it is, or your pastor and I mean, we're called to be praying and interceding for all of these. We need to be doing that. And we really need to be doing, praying that God's will would be done and reveal it to us if there's something that we need to do. See, the church, I think, as a whole, not everybody, but a lot, has thought, well, I'm a Christian, I shouldn't be in politics. Are you kidding me? The Bible says when the righteous, and you can only be righteous by being born again, are in authority, what? The people rejoice. Why? Because it's good. Because you're free. And whenever we're not, then we mourn, right? So we're supposed to be in Congress. We're supposed to be in the presidency. We're supposed to be the school teachers. We're supposed to be the mayors. We're supposed to be the police. But for some reason, a lot of Christians think, no, I'm not supposed to do any of that. God wants his people and has them everywhere. And he wants more of us. Amen? So we need to be praying and fasting and seeking the Lord, you know, because we do have elections coming up. We do have things that are coming out and different things like that, and we need to be led. We need to just let God do whatever he wants to do with all of us in every area. And I've got to stop because I got like a minute left. Do y'all have anything you want to say or comments or anything before we close? I know maybe that was sometimes I sit down and I think, God, you said that, you said that. You didn't make a lick of sense. This morning was one of those, remember I told y'all those times, Brother Day, you ever go somewhere to preach and you have nothing? This morning.